Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore narrative economics, a fascinating book that reveals how powerful stories help shape economic events. Written by Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert J. Shiller, this insightful narrative goes beyond traditional statistics to uncover how shared human stories drive major economic shifts, from the rapid rise of Bitcoin to sudden stock market crashes. Financial analysts, forecasters, and anyone interested in understanding the economic forces behind global events will find narrative economics both engaging and eye-opening. Join us as we examine the intriguing ways in which compelling narratives influence markets, investments, and our collective economic choices. Narrative economics: how stories go viral and drive major economic events. Introduction: how popular stories shape the rise and fall of economies. Have you ever noticed how quickly certain ideas spread, captivating people's imaginations and altering their behavior? It's not just news headlines or online memes. We're talking about economics here. Traditional economists often rely heavily on numbers, charts, and hard data to predict market shifts. But interestingly, they may overlook something profound: the power of shared stories. People aren't purely rational calculators, guided by dry statistics alone. We're emotional beings, inspired or frightened by compelling narratives. The stories we tell ourselves, about prosperity or crisis, risk or safety, directly influence our financial choices, guiding everything from spending habits to investment decisions. Narrative economics, a newer approach championed by Nobel laureate Robert J. Shiller, emphasizes this fascinating phenomenon. It explores how popular stories catch fire, spreading rapidly through society and ultimately fueling economic trends and major events. Think about Bitcoin. Why do some investors treat this digital currency like it's the next great revolution? Is it just about the technology? Or is there something deeper driving enthusiasm? Narrative economics says it's the compelling story of decentralization, independence, and innovation that has attracted people. Bitcoin enthusiasts see themselves as part of a historic movement, reinforcing their excitement with every passing story. Similarly, fear can spread just as swiftly. During stock market crashes, investors don't simply react to dropping numbers. They respond to dramatic, anxiety-inducing stories of past collapses, fueling panic-driven sell-offs. These narratives spread contagiously, much like a viral infection. Speaking of viruses, findings from epidemiology, the science of how diseases spread, can teach us useful lessons about story transmission. Just as contagious diseases have clear patterns of rise, peak, and fall, popular stories often surge in popularity, reach a tipping point, then eventually fade away. Moreover, history offers powerful examples. Investors during the First and Second World Wars behaved differently due to the drastically different narratives dominating each era. During one war, stories of collective sacrifice and shared national purpose motivated investors to support government efforts. During the other, uncertainty and doubt led to cautious pullbacks. It wasn't just market fundamentals that shifted. It was the dominant narratives shaping investor psychology. Understanding narrative economics lets us see financial markets and economic systems through a richer lens. It reminds us that behind every economic statistic is a person influenced by optimism, fear, excitement, or caution, all shaped profoundly by the powerful human impulse to share stories. Part 1: how powerful stories shape the course of economic history. If you've ever listened to economists chatting on TV, you might notice how they love their numbers. GDP rates, inflation figures, market indexes, all discussed as though economics is a purely numerical world, cut off from human emotion. But can we really separate economics from our emotions, beliefs, and shared stories? Traditional economics often overlooks the power of narratives, but that's exactly where narrative economics steps in. Narrative economics explores how widely shared stories influence the economy by changing how people behave. Think about it. The stories we tell ourselves, the beliefs we collectively accept, have a profound influence on how we spend, invest, and even vote. Take the narrative of the shrewd businessman, deeply embedded in American culture, a story that Donald Trump leveraged effectively in his presidential campaign. Whether or not Trump genuinely matched that image didn't entirely matter. What mattered was the narrative itself. Millions of voters identified with the idea of a sharp negotiator who'd bring business acumen into politics, helping propel Trump into the White House in 2016. But it's not just politics. Stories can make or break entire economies. Consider the famous stock market crash of 1929. Before the collapse, stories spread rapidly about regular folks suddenly striking it rich through smart stock choices. Inspired and blinded by these narratives, many people placed risky bets, pouring their savings into the market. When the bubble burst dramatically on October 24th, panic replaced optimism, and the narrative shifted to one of anxiety and financial ruin. Yet, historically, economists have often ignored these influential stories, preferring quantitative data and neatly graphed trends. One significant exception was John Maynard Keynes, the renowned economist from Cambridge. Keynes understood the emotional undercurrents shaping people's economic behavior. In his influential book, Economic Consequences of the Peace, Keynes saw past traditional economic measures and recognized the profound bitterness that Germany would harbor due to World War I's heavy financial penalties. He knew a nation's resentment could never be accurately captured by numbers alone. It required acknowledging powerful human emotions and narratives. That's the essence of narrative economics. The understanding that economics isn't just about data, but about the deeply human stories that drive economic decisions. When these stories gain mass acceptance, they have the potential to move markets, shape elections, trigger recessions, or fuel booming periods of optimism. And that's something any economist, investor, or everyday citizen should pay attention to. Part 2. How Bitcoin's compelling story sparked an economic revolution. In 2008, a mysterious figure using the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto quietly released a groundbreaking paper titled Bitcoin, a Peer-to-Peer Electronic Cash System. That simple moment became the seed of something remarkable, a financial innovation that would captivate millions around the globe. But consider this intriguing fact. Most people investing in Bitcoin today aren't deeply versed in the technical mechanics underpinning it. Concepts like elliptical curve digital signature algorithms or Merkle trees, critical components of Bitcoin's cryptographic strength, remain unfamiliar to many Bitcoin enthusiasts. So, what's drawing countless investors toward Bitcoin? The answer lies not in dry technical details, but in the captivating narrative surrounding this cryptocurrency. Narrative economics tells us that stories hold tremendous sway over people's financial decisions, often more than raw data or logic. Bitcoin embodies a particularly compelling narrative, the promise of a radically new future, fiscally independent from traditional authorities like governments and banks. Consider the elements at play in Bitcoin's unique narrative. First, there's the mystery surrounding its creator, Nakamoto, whose identity remains unknown to this day. Such anonymity lends Bitcoin an irresistible aura of intrigue and revolutionary spirit. It's as if Bitcoin has spontaneously emerged from nowhere, breaking old financial paradigms. Then there's the futuristic vision Bitcoin offers, a decentralized digital economy free from the often criticized, outdated systems marked by powerful institutions and politicians. Investors are captivated by the possibility of joining a community that rejects conventional currencies depicting historical figures and national symbols. Instead, Bitcoin symbolizes borderless innovation, promising a truly international, interconnected economy. For those buying Bitcoin, investing isn't just about seeking financial returns. It's about joining a forward-looking community aligned with powerful ideals, decentralization, technological progress, freedom from bureaucracy, and global connectedness. Being a Bitcoiner conveys a sense of being ahead of the curve and part of a revolutionary movement, one separate from established financial practices, they find frustratingly corrupt or inefficient. This does not diminish Bitcoin's technical accomplishment. It is indeed impressive, but highlights something equally significant. Had Bitcoin relied purely on technical brilliance, without its powerful narrative, it likely wouldn't have become the worldwide phenomenon we see today. Bitcoin's meteoric ascent has happened precisely because it sparked people's imaginations as much as their investing instinct. In short, Bitcoin demonstrates a core truth of narrative economics. In a complex world of money and finance, gripping stories have the ability to shift entire economic realities, inspiring us to rethink what currency is and what it could become. Part 3. How economic stories spread like contagious diseases and why this matters. At first glance, epidemiology, the study of how diseases spread, might sound miles away from the realm of economics. But when you look closer, you'll discover something fascinating. Economic trends, driven by popular narratives, behave remarkably like infectious diseases. By borrowing insights from epidemiology, economists can gain deeper clarity about why certain economic ideas spread fast, peak dramatically, and then fade just as quickly. Think of what happens during an epidemic, say with Ebola, influenza, or coronavirus. Each epidemic has clear stages. It begins with rapid contagion, spreads widely and quickly, then slows as recoveries or deaths begin outnumbering new infections. Eventually, the epidemic wanes. Economic narratives follow a strikingly similar curve. Instead of germs passed from person to person, stories catch on as people share them, in conversations, through social media, news broadcasts, and even casual chats at cafes or dinner parties. Enthusiasm builds rapidly, reaches a fever pitch, then eventually cools off as interest wanes and people move their attention elsewhere. Bitcoin provides an illuminating example. Look carefully at news stories and online searches mentioning Bitcoin over recent years, and you'll see a familiar pattern. Bitcoin started as an obscure topic discussed by enthusiasts online, then surged in popularity around 2013. By 2018, coverage skyrocketed to a thrilling peak before ultimately fading away, only to rise and fall again in smaller secondary waves afterward. This pattern mirrors the curve of contagious viruses remarkably closely. But why does noticing this parallel matter? Well, epidemiology helps us better understand economic phenomena, not just how they rise and peak, but crucially, how they end. Just as epidemiologists strategize against infectious diseases by mapping contagion and recovery rates, economists can prepare effective responses by spotting trends early and forecasting their possible trajectories. Being aware of narrative epidemics equips us to respond more thoughtfully to economic events, allowing policymakers, investors, business leaders, and everyday decision makers to better anticipate large-scale shifts in economic behavior. In short, the science of epidemics provides a powerful toolkit for navigating the economy's unpredictable emotional currents, helping us understand when a narrative might surge, peak, and eventually disappear. So next time you see a viral story sparking excitement or fear in the marketplace, remember that economies and human behavior are deeply intertwined and just as susceptible to contagious narratives as our bodies are to contagious diseases. Part 4. Why popular stories rarely stand alone, and how connected narratives shape economic thinking. Have you ever noticed how stories we hear are rarely isolated? Instead, one story often provides context for another, forming a dense web of interconnected ideas. In economics, this phenomenon greatly impacts how certain narratives gain momentum and influence people's actions. Let's start with a simple example from everyday life. Imagine your neighbor puts sharp spikes on their garden fence, apparently because they dislike cats. If a cat disappears from the neighborhood, this seemingly unrelated event suddenly fits neatly into your pre-existing narrative that your neighbor dislikes these animals. Little details become linked, and your neighbor's antisocial image becomes even stronger. This illustrates an important point. Narratives don't occur in isolation. they often cluster together like stars forming constellations. Consider the economic story of the famous Laffer curve. Initially proposed by economist Arthur Laffer, it's a simple diagram shaped like an upside-down U, suggesting that too high taxation rates can actually lower government revenue, whereas lower rates can collect more revenue by fostering economic growth and productivity. At first, Laffer's idea didn't catch on widely, but then came an iconic incident in 1974, during dinner in a Washington restaurant with influential Republicans Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. Laffer scribbled his curve onto a restaurant napkin, dramatically illustrating his view that taxes had reached damaging levels. This seemingly mundane event, just dinner talk among political insiders, resonated powerfully, blending economics, politics, and everyday storytelling. Now here's where things get even more interesting. The Laffer curve didn't just float freely in public debate. It became closely tied to broader cultural narratives gaining momentum at the time. For instance, there was growing mistrust of government efficiency across the United States and United Kingdom, a narrative promoted fiercely by politicians like Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, who advocated passionately for tax cuts and reducing government bureaucracy. Simultaneously, novelist Ayn Rand captured the public imagination through her best-selling novel, Atlas Shrugged, portraying heroic entrepreneurs battling oppressive governments that burdened innovation with heavy taxes and excessive regulation. Rand's storytelling reinforced the political narratives promoted by Reagan and Thatcher, and these in turn boosted acceptance of ideas like the Laffer curve. Suddenly, these narratives didn't seem separate. They converged into a powerful, coherent message. Big government intervention was harmful, taxes were restrictive, and economic freedom was essential for prosperity. The key takeaway is this: economic narratives never stand by themselves. To truly grasp why certain economic ideas gain enormous traction, we must see the whole constellation of narratives surrounding them. It's only by examining this bigger picture of interconnected stories, political, social, cultural, that we really grasp how certain economic beliefs rise to prominence, shaping our choices, policies, and societies. And part 5, how vivid details spark powerful economic shifts. We humans crave stories. It's almost instinctive. We crave meaning and coherence in whatever we encounter. As the philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre observed, we're natural storytellers, constantly shaping our world through the stories we weave. But have you ever wondered exactly how certain stories become so impactful, especially when it comes to economies and markets? Science gives us a fascinating clue. Cognitive psychologists Brad Bell and Elizabeth Loftus ran an intriguing experiment in 1985. Participants were asked to play jurors in a mock trial scenario. One group heard a case with dry, basic information. The other group received the exact same information, plus one unusual, vivid detail. During the crime, the defendant accidentally knocked a bowl of green guacamole onto an expensive white shag carpet. It seems oddly irrelevant, right? Surprisingly, participants who heard the vivid detail were significantly more likely to convict the accused. That tiny, unforgettable image anchored a narrative in their minds, making it feel real, tangible, and more convincing. In a similar way, economic narratives often revolve around seemingly minor but memorable details. Take, for instance, the economic aftermath of the tragic events of September 11, 2001. Before the attacks, the United States economy was already stumbling and struggling through recession. With the unforeseen destruction of such symbolic landmarks as the World Trade Center and severe damage to the Pentagon, economists braced for a complete collapse of consumer confidence. Everything. A staggering loss of lives, shuttered businesses, crippled stock exchanges, pointed towards an inevitable deepening recession. Remarkably, by November that year, the opposite had happened. Consumer confidence rebounded, businesses began hiring again, and the U.S. emerged surprisingly quickly from recession. How was this possible? Part of the answer lies in vivid details that shaped public perception. Americans had seen unforgettable images: the collapsing towers, smoky skies, heroic first responders, etched deeply into their collective consciousness. In response, President George W. Bush gave a powerful speech containing strikingly vivid advice. He urged Americans to return to regular life, continue doing business, and even resume leisure travel. He famously encouraged families to get down to Disney World in Florida. At the time, this specific, relatable image, traveling normally with their families, enjoying vacations again in iconic American destinations, turned out to be enormously impactful. Americans rallied around these vivid moments and specific suggestions. Rather than surrendering to fear and economic anxiety, the people embraced a narrative of resilience and recovery, one built around concrete actions symbolized by the president's compelling visual encouragement. Economically speaking, this remarkable turnaround underscores a key truth. Narratives often become powerful when they connect through memorable, striking details. Stories shaped by vivid imagery, whether positive or negative, have a knack for deeply influencing our behavior, shaping economic realities in surprising ways. So the next time you notice certain economic trends gaining momentum, pause for a moment. Reflect not just on graphs and statistics, but on distinct, vivid images fueling those narratives. Because these seemingly small details can turn ordinary stories into world-shaping economic waves. Part 6. Why certain economic stories return again and again through history. Have you ever noticed certain familiar themes that keep popping up in economic conversations, both in everyday talk and in the news? They're stories of panic and confidence, booms and crashes, seemingly repeating themselves across generations. Like favorite movie plots or familiar fairy tales, economic narratives tend to follow recurring patterns. In his book on storytelling, author Christopher Booker famously argues that all narratives boil down to one of just 7 fundamental story patterns, from rags to riches to overcoming the monster. Economics, intriguingly, has similarly timeless narratives, stories that repeat themselves in different forms, again and again. Take the familiar narrative we call panic versus confidence. This scenario goes something like this. When people trust businesses and banks, confidence grows strong and prosperity follows. But occasionally, collective confidence shatters, slipping rapidly into panic, plunging economies into crisis. Interestingly, the notion of financial panic wasn't always common. Early examples of collective financial anxiety became widely recognized during the American financial crisis of 1857, just before the Civil War. Then, the 1907 financial crisis, famously known as the Panic of 1907, embedded the idea of panic into public consciousness. In this dramatic event, millionaire banker J.P. Morgan visibly intervened, injecting his own money to restore public calm and stave off disaster. But every narrative has its flip side. Just as panic has its own powerful story, building collective confidence has proven equally important. In the roaring 1920s, President Calvin Coolidge famously sought to boost morale through upbeat, optimistic speeches, reassuring Americans even when beneath the surface, underlying economic conditions were deteriorating. This tension between panic and confidence persists today. Consider the financial crisis that unfolded in 2008. Public anxiety about banks once again brought panic into sharp focus, echoing historical memories that dated back a century or more. Another perennial narrative revolves around the sudden stock market crash. Interestingly, before the infamous Wall Street crisis of 1929, the word crash rarely applied to financial markets. The term was more likely used to describe loud noises or musical dramatics. Think thunderclaps or dramatic orchestral bursts by Wagner. But the sudden market plunge in October 1929 embedded crash securely in economic storytelling. Fast forward to the Great Recession of 2007-2009, and it's easy to spot the return of this powerful narrative. Stock prices once again collapsed dramatically. Just like in 1929, newspapers, pundits, and everyday investors all leaned heavily on the same familiar story. Reckless market speculation inevitably comes crashing down. Recognizing these recurring narratives isn't simply about history. It helps us clarify what we're seeing right now. It reminds us mere numbers and charts can never fully explain economic events, because human behavior, shaped powerfully by persistent stories and memories, lies at the heart of the economy itself. When we identify these familiar repeating stories, we're better equipped to understand current economic dramas as fresh chapters in long-running narratives. Stories that have, after all, played themselves out many times before. Part 7, How Our Changing Stories About the Past Reshape Today's Economic Choices. Think of your own memories, perhaps a family vacation from long ago, a memorable birthday, or that embarrassing moment at a party. As time goes by, our perspectives alter slightly, reshaping memories and subtly changing how we feel about events we once viewed differently. It's only human. As our stories evolve, our perceptions shift. The world of economics is no different. Collective memories and narratives around financial events aren't static. They morph and evolve over time, influencing our judgments and behavior in new ways. Consider the stock market crash of October 19, 1987, known as Black Monday. On that now infamous day, markets dropped by more than 20% in a matter of hours, the largest single-day decline in percentage terms ever. Even decades later, investors still recall this vividly, a chilling reminder that markets can tumble suddenly. Yet, even though annual newspaper pieces and investor discussions still use Black Monday as evidence of market fragility, people often misremember crucial details about what really fueled that crash. Back in 1987, a popular computerized trading system known as portfolio insurance was widely used. It promised to protect investors automatically if markets fell too sharply. Unfortunately, when stocks started declining, those automated portfolios began rapidly selling shares, turning a normal market decline into a panic-driven frenzy. However, today's market landscape is fundamentally different. Yet, memory simplifies the story, often omitting important context and continuing to evoke anxiety among modern investors. As a result, a distorted memory affects our outlook today, making investors nervous and more susceptible to panic over otherwise unrelated events. Similarly, economic narratives around historical wars show how drastically altered memories shape real-world behavior years later. At the start of World War I, investor panic spread rapidly through financial markets. European investors removed vast sums of gold from the United States, despite America's neutrality. The stock market suffered enormous losses as anxiety drove decisions. However, when World War II began in September 1939, an entirely different market reaction happened. Remarkably, American stocks jumped nearly 10%, far from plunging into panic. Why the stark difference? It turns out the public memory of World War I changed considerably between the wars. By 1939, a very different narrative emerged. Investors remembered, or believed, that those who bravely held their investments through wartime ultimately reaped great profits. Armed with this optimistic revised story, investors confidently bought stocks rather than selling off in fear. These examples illustrate a crucial point about narrative economics. Memories and stories we rely on aren't fixed. They shift and evolve over time, dramatically altering the economic choices we make today. To truly understand market behaviors now, it's helpful to notice how historical narratives have transformed. Moving from uncertainty to confidence, from panic to optimism, and vice versa. When we comprehend just how powerfully mutable our stories about the past can be, we're better equipped to navigate today's economic landscape. Aware that the narratives we tell, remember, and reshape can profoundly influence our present-day decisions and actions. Part 8, How Studying Narratives Today Can Help Us Navigate Tomorrow's Economy. We've talked a lot about how powerful stories shape our economic world, the way optimism can drive growth, how panic sparks recessions, and how collective stories steer markets far more than raw data alone. If understanding these narratives is key, then how can economists and policymakers use this insight practically to respond to or even anticipate economic events. Today, we have cutting-edge tools at our disposal like never before. Every passing day sees billions of tweets, online searches, social media shares, and blog posts capturing people's passions, worries, and desires around the globe. Each interaction contributes to an ocean of narratives waiting to be analyzed, giving us a real-time glimpse into public mindset and opinions. Advanced technology now makes it possible to dig through massive amounts of data in an instant, searching books, news articles, and digital content to identify popular interview topics, trending stories, and shifts in public perceptions. Economists, using these powerful new methods, can uncover patterns among narratives that precede economic turning points. Here's why that's valuable. Spotting a narrative's rise or fall early can empower governments and financial institutions to better respond to emerging economic events. They can do more than simply react. They can become active participants, shaping narratives themselves, rather than passive observers caught off guard. Of course, it's not as simple as just sifting through online chats and trend data. For narrative economics to become truly reliable, economists must apply rigorous standards. They need careful quantitative analysis paired with insights from psychology, neuroscience, artificial intelligence, and even from fields within the humanities that specialize in examining how stories influence behavior and culture. When researchers combine this rigorous methodical approach with rich narrative data, it allows a significantly deeper insight into the conditions driving economic phenomena. This isn't purely theoretical, it's been done effectively before. During the darkest depths of the Great Depression, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt recognized the monumental role narratives played. Roosevelt understood that people's collective fears had become self-fulfilling. They had stopped spending, deepening the economic spiral. To shift the narrative, Roosevelt spoke directly to Americans in legendary radio broadcasts known as his Fireside Chats. Calmly and confidently, he encouraged people to overcome fear and regain faith in the economy. And it worked. After each address, markets stabilized, consumer confidence rebounded, and recovery drew closer. Today, equipped with deep insights gleaned through online conversations, search patterns, and global discourse, policymakers can act even more decisively. Being aware of emerging narratives would help them create targeted responses, reassure the public proactively, and prevent panic from spreading unchecked. By embracing narrative economics and seriously studying and understanding the stories people tell, economists and leaders could gain enormously valuable foresight. With this powerful insight, they can prepare thoughtfully and act decisively, playing a proactive role in guiding economies through challenging times, rather than merely stumbling their way through turbulent economic events. Final summary. The central takeaway from narrative economics is this. Major economic episodes, whether dramatic stock market crashes or sudden surges of enthusiasm like Bitcoin, are frequently shaped by powerful, widely shared narratives, rather than just numbers and statistics alone. These narratives rarely exist in isolation. Instead, they're tightly woven together, each amplifying and reinforcing the others in a complex web. By recognizing and carefully studying these economic stories alongside traditional quantitative data, economists, investors, and policymakers can gain a deeper understanding of human behavior, helping them respond more effectively and even anticipate significant economic shifts before they happen. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.